Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Expect to have an easy time ending that subscription. A federal appeals court on Tuesday striking down the click-to-cancel rule passed by the FTC last October that would have required streamers like HBO Max, Amazon, and Disney Plus to simplify the process for users to cancel subscriptions. That rule was set to take effect next week, but not anymore.
No! No! There was this really good rule that was going to be in effect that you could... The rule basically required that in order to leave a service, it has to be as... Or in order for a service to exist, it has to be as easy to leave as it is to join. You know, if there's a click to sign up, there has to be a click to quit. And you don't then have to talk to the AI person, explain your reasons, or take a phone call or an email or any... Like, it had... The whole idea of click to cancel was as easy to leave as it is to go in. And the Federal Trade Commission, which had proposed those changes, were adopted last October, required businesses to obtain a customer's consent before charging for memberships, auto renewals, and programs linked to free trial offers. Because, like, currently the way it works is, you know, hey, try this, it's free, or try this, it's a buck. And then you give them your credit card, and, you know, if you're not paying attention, a month later, you $40, right? Because that's how it's currently set up. Well, this would have required them to not just kind of disclose that in the fine print or even in the regular print, but actually ask you, do you agree to opt in to this $39 increase in the fee that you didn't really want to begin with, except you wanted to use it one time? You know, like how things often work. Well, no, that's not, that doesn't go into effect now. And you know the reason why? This is so frustrating. The reason why is because there's this rule that the FTC has to come up with a preliminary regulatory analysis of any proposed rule which might have an annual impact on the United States of economy of more than $100 million. And they didn't do that. And the reason they didn't do it is because they estimated that it wouldn't have $100 million worth of effect. And the administrative law judge said, no, I think the effect is going to be more than $100 million. And since you didn't do the analysis, the rule can't go into effect. Now, the rule could still, they could do the analysis, they could go back through the process and put the rule into effect. But there's still, I guess there's a trial involved in this, and it's supposed to, involving Amazon Prime, it's supposed to take place next year. But for the moment, the rule that was supposed to go into effect on Monday, the 14th, is now not, because all of these negative option marketing is what they call it, which is the idea that if you don't choose to opt out, they consider that as consent. That all of those things that would have been dramatically changed by this. John, I don't know how you are, but in my family, there's two of us, and one of us is very diligent about these things, my wife, and one of us is not very diligent about these things.
And that's you.
Her husband. And I don't do a lot of these things, but I got hit with one recently where I'm like, yep, I screwed that up. But it's because, but it wouldn't have if this rule had been in effect. It would have saved me for me, which is, of course, what they count on.
Oh, yeah.
They count on all this. Oh, they, you know, I mean, it's the business model is built around this.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So anyway, I'm frustrated that that's going away. 713 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, have you seen the Democrats tried to go in Florida, the Democrat and some Congress humans? I don't know what the current preferred nomenclature for not offending anybody is. Congressmen. Well, there's women. Yeah. Anyway,
I know.
The Democrat congressman, including the women, tried to go to basically conduct oversight of the Alligator Alcatraz facility, you know, because Congress and or locals do have oversight. They can go visit facilities. And then and they were told, no, you can't come in here, silly person. You can nig it. And then they have now come back with that they're going to be allowed to have a tour. The Florida Division of Emergency Management, FDEM, is going to be giving them a tour of the so-called alligator Alcatraz. And, you know, now they're angry that, well, we don't want to be given a, you know, we'll see what you want us to see kind of tour. We're supposed to be able to come in here anytime. I think they're probably not totally wrong about that. But, you know, it's like anything else. You can go visit the prison, but you can't just walk in every day and you would, you know, without some preparation. So I would be on the side of allowing them access, you know, reasonable, you know, chaperoned access. I also, this is going to get me in trouble, but it's fine. I don't really get the uproar over this thing. I get the symbolism that people want to say this is like some, you know, relocation zone or what we did with the, you know, Japanese Americans in internment camps in World War II, or, you know, I've seen online some people are like, this is concentration camps. It's a place where we can house and feed people who are not allowed to be here legally while we figure out what to do with them instead of just releasing them back into the country. It's not a concentration camp that I...
I mean, it's got AC, it's got food. You're getting a lot of amenities.
And, if you object to the way illegal immigrants or mistakes, and other mistakes being made, when you're dealing with tens of thousands of people, there's going to be mistakes made. That's not good, but it's true. I get that you might oppose the policy of trying to clear these people out of the country, but try to separate the issue of whether we should be trying to remove people who are here undocumented, out of status, all the different reasons that people are so-called illegal, okay? Separate that question from the question of, like, if we are going to do that and the elected leader of the country was elected to do that, isn't this actually a fairly sensible way to do it? Because that's how I look at it. But, you know, I get the symbolism. I just think the symbolism is misleading. It's not permanent. It's not... I mean, the conditions are not the worst, right? It could be in Alaska. Remember they talked about the folks in Alaska wanting to do one? I mean, it could always be Alaska. It could be worse. 716 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you are on 9 Mile Road going westbound toward I-10, we're seeing just maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 29 northbound, just north of 9 Mile Road, seeing some minor delays there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I do want to share a... somebody here says Alligator Alcatraz actually looks better than some of our local jails.
Well, I know. That's what I was like.
Yeah.
You got AC. You got everything.
Brand new. Everything works.
Right.
You know. It's not like in Phoenix where the Joe Arpaio used to make them wear
the
pink
city.
Clothes and live in a tent city and feed them bologna sandwiches twice
They still
a day.
Do that.
Do they still? It's
yes.
been a long time since I've lived in Arizona.
Oh, yes.
He's still doing that? Is he still the sheriff?
Yes.
He's not still the sheriff, is he?
They're still doing it.
Wow. He's got to be retired by now. But anyway, doesn't have to
and
be
it's
luxurious.
It's hot in Arizona.
So we were talking about the superintendent being elected versus appointed. We're going to do this again, right, all of a sudden. And somebody texted me. This is a very snarky comment. So I'm not agreeing with the comment, but I think it does say something rather poignant. They said, I have no problem having another referendum on elected versus appointed superintendent. Fine, let the voters decide. Could we also maybe have a vote on whether to get rid of the school board? Ouch.
Yeah.
Like to recall people. You know?
Right.
Like, would that be... the school grades came out, you know, the county did better.
And you explained
bit.
Them very well
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot, but still, ouch. Kind of rough. Rough justice. Hey, we've got a relatively new advertiser on the show, Quality Roofing Solutions, and I met with Brian the other day, the owner, founder. They started about 19 years ago, 2006. And you say, well, what makes them different? They do what they're supposed to do. And, okay, they also are invested in the community. They support, you know, Art Gateway and local sports. Like, he's emphatic about the value of local sports and raising kids that way. And, you know, they even donated money to help do the Dave Ramsey education for finances in Santa Rosa School District. I mean, just a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, and maybe that matters to you when you're choosing who to build a roof for you. Maybe it doesn't, okay? If you're the kind of person that just wants a good roof, well, they make a good roof. You know, 4.9 on Google reviews out of 5. That's unheard. I don't know. Who has a 4.9? Like, nobody. That's a crazy high level. Thousands upon thousands of roofs. They answer the phones. They talk to you like you're a person, and they don't assume that you know all the things. They take photographs of everything when they put a roof in. That creates a database that's available online to you anytime you need it. So if you ever have an insurance claim, God forbid, after the roof's been put in, then you have all the evidence that you need to justify whatever claim needs to be made. They have this system where they created a warehouse here locally because during Sally they found out, or after Sally they found out that they couldn't get some of the supplies they needed. So they thought, well, we'll solve that problem in advance. We'll make our own warehouse. And then they have like vans that run around all the job sites with the high demand, sometimes out of items, so that they can quickly resupply, and they like scan every item in and out. So every job knows exactly what it costs. I mean, it's a crazy level of efficiency and organization. And like I said, they've been here for 19 years and it's a lifetime warranty on the roofs now. Just pretty good. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
It's Red, White, and Blues Week, where the Blue Angels Show is going to be at Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can listen to the live narration at 2 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.
He tasks me, and I shall have him.
That's my favorite Weezer song. 723 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines today. David?
Well, efforts are continuing to account for more than 170 people still missing after the devastating flooding in Texas. The tragedy is blamed so far for at least 120 deaths. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will be in Texas touring the flood zone tomorrow. Linda Yaccarino is stepping down as CEO of X. She announced her exit in a post on the platform where she said that she is, quote, immensely grateful to Elon Musk for entrusting her to lead the company for 2 years. Her exit comes months now after Musk sold X to XAI, which is his artificial intelligence company. And Superman, looking like it's going to do pretty well at the box office. The film is forecast to bring in $120 to $130 million domestically for its debut weekend.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it. David, thanks so much for the update. You know how I'm always, I don't know, one of the things I like to say a lot is I like the human moments. I like people to be people. So I like when I watch these meetings, I watch all the city council and county commission meetings. And when I watch these meetings and, you know, people have their humanity kind of show, I always find that interesting. In the meeting on Tuesday, the budget meeting in Escambia County, Stephen Berry, Commissioner District 5, which is the north end, he was talking about the floods in Texas. And, I'll let you hear because it was a pretty interesting moment.
I was just going to say, as we've, you know, been fortunate enough to have our daughter up at Camp of the Pines earlier this year, and I take her again on Sunday. You know, those are, the thought of that stuff is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, thank you for that comment.
Because it hit him in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. I'm taking my daughter back to Camp of the Pines up 29, down by a river. And the thought of the idea of putting your kid in harm's way again, right? I can understand why that would make you pretty, you know, sobering for just a moment. We actually had this conversation recently about, risk to kids and stuff and making choices about risks to kids. And we were on vacation and I was watching a dad. Actually, let me get traffic out of the way first, John. Go ahead. Tell them about the traffic.
All right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now. If you are, let's see here, Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10, we're seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Maybe a 4 to 5 minute delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So we were on vacation. We like to go to, you know, lakes and waterfalls and hikes and things like that. And we were at one of these small falls. I mean, it was, you know, 50 feet over a couple steps. You know, it's the kind of thing you can climb around on. And there was a dad there with his, maybe like a 12-year-old boy and maybe like a 7-year-old, something like that. And the 12-year-old was walking across the edge of the rocks where they could be a little bit slippery in doing something that was, I think mostly safe, but there's always some risk. And the dad, who's, you know, late 30s, early 40s, whatever, had said, you know, hey, Jeff, I don't remember what the kid's name was, you know, Jeff, don't walk there. It's not safe. And it made me sad because dad is supposed to be the one like, go, son, go. Because typically, you know, mom is the one. And in fact, my wife was with me and she said to him, you know, yeah, because, you know, it's all fun until there's a problem. And then you're the one that has to deal with the problem, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wrong. It's just different perspectives. Two genders generally differ on this. And I know as a kid, I remember one of the most vivid memories I have is my dad and I hiking in the Rockies. He lived in Denver. And we went up this river and we'd go fishing up this, you know, this Granby or Grand Lake or something like that. And anyway, we'd gone camping up this like 5 mile, you know, it's a long thing. And I just vividly remember along a river that there was a pretty raging rapids-y area. And there was a tree down all the way across from one bank to the other, I don't know, 50 feet or something. And I decided to walk across. And he let me. And I stopped halfway and sat down and looked around and then I walked across and walked back. And I remember telling my mom, because they were divorced, you know, I remember telling my mom when I got back home about this. She was horrified.
Oh, I imagine.
And, you know, divorced parents don't always see eye to eye on everything anyway. And so, but I still think of that to this day as, you know, my dad let me do an adventure that could have killed me, could have maimed me, but also taught me how to take a risk, how to have a life experience that I remember to this day. And to me, that's, you know, dads and moms are different. And my opinion is, as the dad, kids need to be able to take risks and do things. And, you know, my wife is actually out of town right now with our youngest at this competition that she's taking him to. And they went to a springs that we'd never been to before. And she was telling me about it yesterday, how there was this underwater tunnel between the two springs. It's not that long. It's about 7 feet down. And, you know, our youngest loves to do that kind of stuff. And I'm like, so tunnel, like no air in there. She's like, that's right. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's a risk. I mean, a kid goes under and, you know, but that's the nature of it. And yes, everything involves risk. Sending your kid to the camp, it takes a risk. Letting your kid swim, play in the rapids is a risk. You know, letting your kids go on the roller coaster is a risk. Like, yeah. And I've told you this before. My oldest likes to drive his Miata real fast, you know, and he likes to go down to that Dragon's Tail. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going again for the big Miata meetup. And I don't tell him drive safely. I tell him just make good choices. I tell him, you know, I don't tell him to go slow. I just say, and I know that I might get a call. And if I get a call, it's going to suck real bad. I mean, it's going to be horrendous, right? But that's what it means to be a kid, a young kid, an adult, a boy, or whatever. You know, that's adventure. That's life. That's risk. There's something healthy about that. And so, anyway, just kind of, it made me, I'm always thinking about, you know me, everything is show prep. I'm always thinking about stuff all the time.
I know.
And so I do have a little bit of guilt that I didn't correct the dad, you know, but be a better dad.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Brazil getting hit with a 50% tariff on imports to the U.S. over its treatment of its former president.
In a letter to Brazil's president, President Trump tied that high tariff rate to the trial of the country's former leader, Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro is accused of attempting a coup following his election loss in 2022 and has been barred from running for office until 2030.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Six Secret Service agents were suspended for failures connected to last year's assassination attempt on then-presidential candidate Donald Trump.
They were not fired. The deputy director defended the agency's decision not to sack anyone. Quote, we aren't going to fire our way out of this. We're going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in that situation.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Sunday marks the one-year anniversary of the shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning, it's 78 degrees and sunny right now. Well, today is a bit of a somber anniversary for the Panhandle. It was 20 years ago today when Hurricane Dennis made landfall. It was a Category 3 storm in Navarre Beach. The National Weather Service said there were no direct deaths tied to that storm, but two people in Escambia County did die of carbon monoxide poisoning from improper use of generators. Pensacola recorded 7.5 inches of rain in that storm. Navarre recorded wind gusts of 105 miles an hour. The storm surge was about 6.5 feet. The driver of an SUV was life-flighted from a crash site yesterday after going into a seizure while driving. Happened on State Road 89 near Hunter's Oak Road. When the driver ran off the road, hit a tree, the SUV rolled. Witnesses did provide aid at the scene. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Gulf Breeze Man. He was taken to a hospital. Right now, there's no word on his current condition. Today is the first practice air performances for the Red, White, and Blue Air Show. Escambia County officials say they'll have all hands on deck today at the beach and the next few days as the air show continues. Over 80 deputies from the sheriff's office will be on the island. EMS will have 4 crewed ambulances on site. They will have a medical tent set up, and the county will have physicians on hand to treat people for common issues such as heat illness or dehydration.
Being able to treat them here is going to be a key for us, and we're going to really try to do that this year.
That is EMS Chief Christopher Watts. Florida's Fish and Wildlife, of course, is also going to be out and about. They've set up a vessel exclusion zone on the sound side so they can access the beach or boats on the water as need be. A Pace man now charged with a homicide for a fentanyl overdose that happened a few years ago. Deputies arrested Jimmy Forrest Robinson III yesterday. He's being held with no bond in the Santa Rosa County Jail. Investigators say Robinson sold a pill that contained fentanyl and a victim overdosed and died about 30 minutes later. No other details about the case were released, including the identity of the victim. Escambia County deputies arrested a man after a shooting on Frank Reeder Road last night. That happened about 8 p.m. on the 7500 block. Investigators say the victim died at the scene. The identity of the suspect has not been released. Pensacola City residents will have access to paid parking spots at a special rate soon.
We will be offering to every city resident. They will have 50% off parking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, parking anywhere in the city. So they'll have to verify with Park Mobile, with us, and we'll, more details on that, whether that's a power bill or something like that. But if you'll verify that you live in the city, and then your Park Mobile app will automatically only charge you half the rate and no transaction fee.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the city's hoping to implement parking permit programs for residents as soon as this fall or possibly even next month. They're also working on a program for senior citizens that would be monthly and flat rates, so they wouldn't have to enter anything on the app. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to report to you right now if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 and even past the Highway 29 exit. Through that construction zone, you're going to see about a 7 to 10 minute delay just due to congestion and construction. But other than that, we are looking good, not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping our nice pattern into the weekend with a 40% chance of rain on Saturday, high near 90 degrees and a low near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is 78 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower as investors monitor the attacks in the Red Sea, not to mention Trump's expanded tariff announcement, cloud demand outlook. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $67.78 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $69.66 per barrel. Shares of WK Kellogg have soared more than 50% following a report that chocolate maker Ferrero is close to a roughly $3 billion deal to buy the cereal company. The Wall Street Journal reports the Italian company, known for its circular hazelnut chocolates, could finalize an acquisition of the legacy breakfast foods business as soon as this week. Eli Manning says he's no longer interested in purchasing a minority stake in the New York Giants. The former MVP says NFL team valuations have become too expensive for his taste. Futures are currently mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 217, the NASDAQ up 192, the S&P 500 up 37. That's your money now.
Hi, this is JP with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com, buggyworks.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you want.
Good morning, 739 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start with this. It's something we've talked about many times, but I just haven't had a chance to talk with you about it. The announcement discovery that ShotSpotter had gotten vetoed by the governor because it had a line in there that read Alex Andrade, because they can't think of any other reason that it would be thwarted. But, you know, this is a problem. This is a loss, obviously, for the sheriff's department and for the police department. But I'm assuming that you guys are not either able to or going to find other funding, or are you going to try to keep the program without state funding?
Well, we're certainly going to look, because that program has been very good to us. We've had incidents where people have been shot and we did not receive a single 911 call on it. We only got it because of ShotSpotter, and there's been other incidents where shots were fired, and again, we just didn't get a call on it. So it's a very valuable tool for this area, and we hope to see it. Keep going. It's funded through the end of the year, but we may have to step back and punt after that.
It's pretty expensive. What is it? $350 for the joint operation between the city and the county. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's the figure that I heard.
Okay. And speaking of that, by the way, we just had an incident this past week that took place at the Wahoo Stadium where there was a shootout of sorts and like 10 shots, I guess. And it's my understanding that the only reason we knew to respond was because it was a shot spotter detection. Is that right?
That's right. It was a shot spotter call. Once again, the officers can get that notification on their phones. They're capable of doing that, and on their laptops, even before dispatch even gets it. So it cuts down on response time, and it also enables us to get there fast in order to preserve the scene and preserve evidence. So it's a valuable program, and we certainly don't want to see it go away. And I know that Chief Randall and Sheriff Simmons are doing everything they can to be able to keep this, but if the funding's not there, it's just not there.
Yeah, and particularly with that incident at Wahoo's, as I understand it, this was some teenagers, adults maybe by the legal definition, but like, you know, 18, 17, 19, kind of that vicinity. It was my understanding that this was a fight that broke out because somebody got upset about a firework being shot near them or near their car or something like that. But the part that caught my attention was they had guns and they all made an agreement. We want to fight, but this is not going to be a gunfight, so we're going to put our guns away, and then we're going to fisticuffs it up. And then apparently somewhere after that, one of the ones broke the treaty and decided to go get a gun out of the car and started shooting. Is this about what happened?
Yeah, that's what I read in the report. We were happy to see that pre-fight agreement. You don't get to see that often, but they did agree to not use weapons, and I wish more people would do that more often, but that didn't last too long, so a weapon was introduced at some point, and shots were fired into the air. Fortunately, nobody was hit.
And this was a case of, I mean, several people and multiple guns, right? I guess one gun who belonged to somebody else and all that kind of stuff. But multiple, again, 18-ish years old. I don't know if there were any minors involved. You tell me. But multiple people, multiple guns, 10 gunshots. And you have apprehended several people, right?
Yes, there have been arrests made and could be some more.
Okay, and three juveniles. Sorry, the one 18-year-old and three juveniles. And there's more you're looking at. Okay, very
right.
Good. How was 4th of July? Always a big event for the city of Pensacola, and you know, lots of officers downtown. I was out of town. I watched the fireworks at a baseball game in Greenville, but how did it go here?
It went well. The weather ended up cooperating, but just before it got started, we had a pedestrian get hit by a car on Tarragona, which is right down where a lot of people were coming into that area, so we had to shut that down. The injuries were pretty serious. But it looks like the individual is going to be okay now. But it did snarl traffic even worse than it usually does. But overall, it was a good night.
I'm glad serious injuries, I'm glad they survived. But, like, we just had this at the – was it one or both the MLK parade and the Fiesta parade were right before the parade a pedestrian got hit by a car, right?
Yeah, we had one before the Fiesta parade.
Fiesta only, okay.
Yeah, at Garden in Palafox.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's just super strange. Okay. Also, there was a story. I don't know if it's a new thing or if it's maybe a little bit older, but there was a story about the NPPS score, the Need for Patrol Presence score, that was being used to tell you guys whether you were patrolling in the proper places to decide what the beat borders were because of, you know, where incidents were coming from. Is this a new thing? Was this an older thing? And it's been used by the PPD in the last year, but tell me about this.
Yeah, it's a study that was done over a year ago, and what we got out of that was we needed to keep more officers on the north end, which is the furthest part away from the Pensacola Police Department. And a lot of times they had to go down there for various reasons and leave that area. And that problem has been solved since we put in the north precinct at Pensacola State College.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's working out really well. It's been, about a year that's been operational? 6 months, something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's the Public Information Officer at PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Back to Mike Wood at PPD. Mike, one of the things that was a news story that caught a lot of social media traction anyway, I thought the story was actually a lot less interesting than other people did, apparently, but you guys have an MOA, a Memorandum of Understanding, signed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. I suppose everything that says ICE in it is now, you know, massive sharing, but whatever. But when I read down into the story, it looked like there was only one officer who had volunteered for the duty and they hadn't even been trained yet. So it's not this big sweeping change to PPD protocols, right?
No, it's not. And what you said is right. We have one officer that will be trained in order to do the work with ICE if it's needed. This is not something that we're going to proactively go do and looking for people. That's not how this works. This is if, in case they are needing our assistance in some way. We do have an officer that's trained into what their needs are. And then that's basically it. And I think you'll see that with other departments in the future.
Okay, so just to clarify, the tech park is not being turned into the Pensacola Alcatraz. PPD is not, or whatever weird things people come up with. There's always some crazy story. All right. Hey, we always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is about passing. When you're passing a car, obviously, if the center line, the yellow line, is broken, you're able to pass. But it's not legal to exceed the posted limit to pass another vehicle. And we hear that a lot when people are stopped for speeding on radar. Well, I had to pass that vehicle for one reason or another, but you still must maintain the speed limit. If the car view is doing the speed limit and you pass that car, then you have exceeded it, which is a violation. And I want to also say that speeding can be criminal. In Florida, if you're driving 30 miles an hour or more over the posted speed limit, it is criminal. So if you're in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and you're traveling slower than 50, you can also be issued a citation for going too slow. So was that too much at one time?
No, it's a lot of good stuff, and I like you reminding people about the new super speeder law. I will say I think it's a dangerous thing that the legislature has forced you to enforce, because if, you know, the speed limit is 60 and somebody's going 56 and I pass them at 60, it's going to take a while. But if I'm going to obey the law, that's what's going to happen. Although what would be safer is obviously, which is I think what most everybody does, is to go, you know, 65 or 70 around them. But it's, you know, it's good to know the law you're breaking, even if it seems like that would be the safer thing to do. So I always want people to know what the law actually is. So I appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer at the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
7:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One of our longtime advertisers, Torgerson Causey, has had a name change, a brand change. It is now Torgerson Consulting. Same website, tcbenefitsgroup.com, so that's easy. Same phone number and same mission, just they've had a little bit of change in personnel. So Torgerson Consulting, that means that they help you with your employee benefits, whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, any of that kind of stuff. They can help you figure out how to do it better. I know they've been helping us with this for about 4 years now, and they have been fantastic at it. We get good plans from them, choices we did not have with our prior service, much better customer service than we ever had with our prior service. And, you know, really, a lot of times you ask a question, detail-oriented questions that surprise you, that me or the woman I would marry would ask detail-oriented questions. And a lot of times, you know, that you learn to stop asking sometimes, right? Because they don't know. Torgerson Causey, they know. And if they don't know, they go find out, and they give us good answers. And every time, my wife's like, man, they're good. Like, it's really kind of a pleasant surprise. Anyway, so great customer service. Have them look at what you're doing to see if there's a way to save you or your employees money or do the service better. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbein Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In three, be nice.
I see the agenda for Thursday. I would hope that you would take consideration to continue the discussion have on the agenda to look at the Baptist Hospital project. It's one of those things for me, like outlined Phil 8, that we need to vote it up, need to vote it down, and be done with it. And I would, you know, just want to say it here publicly, because if not, I would ask, you know, at that meeting.
Commissioner May, I'll comment on that, because I've talked to both Baptists and the city, and after the last meeting, the deal was we'd go back and they'd go back and look for other money. No one else has done that but the county.
Ooh. Okay. So Mike Kohler, chairman of the county commission, telling Lumen May, who was asking about why the $2 million commitment from the county to firm that up on the Baptist demolition deal is not on the agenda for today. And Mike Kohler says, well, look, we all promised to go back and work on this, and then we came back, and the city and Baptist came back with nothing. Now, I'm annoyed at myself. I did not watch this meeting on Tuesday, or I would have asked the mayor yesterday about this. I'm sure he has a different view of this, but Mike was pretty adamant that this was the way it was supposed to go, and it hasn't been done.
So I told the city administrator that and I brought up several different COAs to get to yes, and no one's taken anything. So I would prefer pushing it to August, because I talked to Tim and Casey about that already, and I will do that if you're okay with that.
I mean, you're the chairman. I mean, I would prefer to have it on, but if you want to bring it in August.
Well, I've already told both of them there, because they didn't come back with anything.
Again, that's Tim Kinsler, city administrator, and Casey Garman with Baptist. Garman. That's right, isn't it? Oh, my God, I know her. And I can't, sometimes you're on the air saying stuff. You hope it's right. Anyway, both of them, he says basically they have not done their job.
Well, I would just say this. If you don't want it on there. I would say both. I met with Baptists and the city, The agreement was that we would all go back and look at funding all different ways, and the only folks that did that was the county.
No, and I'm not saying that you didn't, and obviously we're not privileged to each other's conversation. And so, you know, I think they meet with us individually is the reason I like to have these meetings, because it's, you know, all indication from Baptist to me is we want this on the agenda. It's unfortunate if they're telling you something different.
Yeah, so they don't get to meet with each other, and, you know, they are, maybe feel like they're getting told different things. But Lumen says, let's vote. I'm ready to vote on this. Can we not add it for the agenda? This is, again, on Tuesday during the budget meeting, talking about today's meeting.
But for me, I'm ready to call the question, make the vote, and make a decision for me. Yeah.
I would like to give them a little more time to get to yes. I mean, it's not just about the county. Well, I'm asking you as a fellow commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to yield. I mean, you know, I don't set the agenda, and you've probably never heard me put anything on the agenda since you've been chairman.
I really am trying to get to a solution on this.
And I believe that's true. Of course, the question is, who's going to flex? What are they going to do? How could it be different than what had already been the agreement, basically in spirit or by vote even, that the county would provide the $2 million?
It's critical for me and us, and Ashley and I are working relationship with the city to get this on the agenda to have the discussion. So August is fine, but I just wanted to at least
I promise it'll be on the August agenda.
No, I certainly respect everything that you're doing, Mr. Chairman. I see the city councilman there right now, so I'm sure they would love for us to, you know, get it off of the plate.
Yeah, so TBD, you know, push back another month. We'll figure it out, I suppose. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 7 to 10-minute congestion delay through that construction. Also, if you're on Highway 29 southbound headed toward I-10, expect about a 10 to 12-minute delay. And Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, you're going to see about a 7 to 9-minute delay in that area just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and fellow Democrat Senator Alex Padilla of California are looking to ban immigration and customs agents from concealing their identities when they conduct arrests. They introduced a bill that would ban ICE agents from wearing masks and require them to display their name or their badge number.
Hi, my name is Mark. I work for ICE. Like you put on at a speed dating event or something?
Yes, something like
you know,
that.
Walk around with big nameplates on them, you know? Okay.
Former UFC champion Randy Couture has been injured in a crash during a practice run at a Kansas City racetrack. Couture apparently suffered first and second degree burns, trauma injuries, and smoke inhalation. He was airlifted to a burn center. He was set to make his racing debut for the National Hot Rod Association later this year. And members of the U.S. Senate have now unanimously approved legislation for Lulu's Law. The bill, sponsored by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, is named after a teenager that was injured in a shark attack. It directs the FCC to issue emergency alerts when sharks are spotted in coastal waterways. That now goes to the House for a vote.
Okay, I must be misunderstanding. And here's why. Because if it passed unanimously, I must be missing something, because it sounds to me like every 3 minutes we get an alert. Because,
right,
you know, what's the old kind of the joke on social media is, and I'm going to look at a girl, it's not a joke, but it's, you know, is how do you know where the sharks are and taste the water? And if it tastes salty, they're sharks.
I mean, right. You know, like, yeah, there's a lot of sharks in the water. Yeah.
There's sharks everywhere. So I don't. Like, I haven't read the bill. This is new information to me. What is the practical implementation of this? You're telling me that we're going to be at the beach and somebody in, I mean, what's the parameter? Like, somebody in Destin sees a shark and we're going to get warned in Pensacola. You know, somebody's at Park East and they see a shark, and somebody down, you know, in Fort Pickens is going to get an alert on your phone. Shark. I mean, what? I want to know more.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't sound sensible.
I would also have to read more into the bill on this.
John, am I reacting poorly to this?
No, because I don't understand.
Yeah. Same.
Because I would get an alert every 10 minutes.
You'd think there'd have to be like a size, you know, parameter. Or something.
Been watching Shark Week all week, okay?
John's been on Discovery Channel all week.
Right. And so I'm like, no, they're there.
Yeah. And even if they're not reported, they're still there.
They're still there.
Right. So... I, I, it, I, must be something we're not understanding.
Right.
And Katie Britt's a sharp lady. For the Senate to pass it unanimously.
This says that it would require the emergency alert if there is a shark attack.
Okay.
So that makes a little more sense.
Okay. So a shark, it still seems
weird. But normally
weird.
The shark will go away.
Yeah. And okay. It's not like Jaws. It's not like you get one and then you get five more. It's kind of one thing happens and then that's it. So, okay. All right. At least that makes more sense than, oh, look, shark. Everybody's phone goes off. And so, okay, didn't make it. Still, I'm not sure I'm on board. But, okay, thank you for looking that up while we were talking, David. Thank you. I appreciate that. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of ICE, the Supreme Court has now decided that Florida's ability to enforce the state law on illegal immigrants coming across our border from other states is not allowed. The feds can do that. Thank you very much. Unsigned 9-0 decision. Listen.